In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon our Master Prophet Muhammad, his household members and companions. We're doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder. Almighty Allah says, they ask you to hasten the evil before the good. Yet many exemplary punishments have indeed occurred before them. So many kinds of punishments have taken place before them. Those who disbelieved their prophets and messengers. Almighty Allah is addressing His Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in his uphill battle, in his struggle and effort to transform the Arabs from raw metals into great and beneficial substances, from raw iron into manufactured iron, which will be, for example, a plane that rises over the clouds. So this is the example of the change that happened to the Arabs. That change is similar to the iron which was being stepped by the feet of people and transformed into a plane that rises over the clouds when the hands of knowledge and science changed it and manufactured it, making it eating tools and other beneficial subjects and tools. So Almighty Allah is addressing the Prophet in that battle, in that struggle, in which he exerted all his efforts and powers without having any worldly gain or any personal interest or objective or position socially or politically. His only aim was pleasing his Lord and to transform the Arabs from disunitedness into unity, until he changed them into angels in human molds or forms. He made them the greatest people ever raised for humankind. This is religion. This is the Holy Quran, and this is Islam. So that engineer, or that great person who developed virtuous human beings and communities, the one who rectified twisted minds and immature minds, but he will change only those who submit and who are ready for change. Yet he faced all kinds of hardships and troubles, but always those who call to Allah should be patient and persistent, whether they face harm in words or in their bodies. This is the way. This is the way to build Islam, to build the unified community, the way to return to true Islam. So those people ask you to hasten the evil before the good. They used to face the Prophet, peace be upon him, with rejection. When the Prophet used to warn them, they ask for punishment to come. But had it not been for a term appointed, the torment would certainly have come to them. So they used to tell the Prophet, okay, let us be afflicted by or with that torment. Let us see whether you are truthful or not. To the extent they said, O Lord, if this Quran is indeed the truth revealed from you, then rain down stones on us from the sky or bring on us a painful torment. So this is how stubborn and obstinate they were. So they were rough and rude in their thinking. They were close-minded. So this indicates their failure and their unsuccess and their misery, because they rejected the clear truth and did not submit themselves to it. They were thinking that they are rightly guided and they are on right guidance, and the Prophet on a plain error. But if they believed that they were wrong, they might have changed. So this is what they used to say, or this is what they said. They said, if this is the truth, then rain down on us a painful torment from you. A Muslim who calls to Allah, who will be a person who will develop righteous human beings, who will build the morals and characters which are virtuous, he must face many obstacles, many opposing people. He might face many hardships and hurts. So when you face this, you should not recline, you should not stop, and you should not surrender. So Almighty Allah is telling them that there were many people like you who disbelieved their prophets, and Allah punished them. So despite knowing this history, and despite the Prophet who was telling them about these nations before them, they did not receive admonition. They did not respond. This indicates that their hearts were dead, because they are receiving admonition but not responding. Things are being made desirous for them, but they are not responding. Their wills are being stimulated, but they show no response. As Almighty Allah said, it is the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Yet the Prophet did not slack. The Prophet was never neglectful. He did not surrender, despite the fact that he did not have any salary or any worldly gain or interest. his only aim was seeking his Lord's pleasure. Yet, when he followed the morals and the manners of a true caller to Allah, trusting Allah's support and victory, he rendered victorious. And his companions became the best community raised for humankind. How? How did they become the best community? When they understood the Holy Quran, when they knew how to recite it. So, it is not required only to listen to the melodies of the Holy Quran and to listen to it with beautiful voices. No, the Holy Quran is meant to be understood. It is a book of morals, a book of teaching, a book of science, a book of upbringing. So you have to understand it in order to participate in building your community and developing your society, to raise your community to the levels of science and modernity. So this is true Quran and true Islam. This is required to every Muslim, male and female, from every Arab man and woman, from every believing man and woman. So Muslims must go to the schools that will make them true Muslims, to be Muslims in word and action, in word and behavior, in theory and practice as well. Islam or schools that will purify their hearts to turn them to people who promote Islam and introduce Islam to others and to guide others to the right way, to be like doctors or physicians who would treat the sick people and who would participate in building and developing this community. So Almighty Allah says that they ask you, O Muhammad, to hasten on the torment or the punishment for them. So they were challenging the Prophet and challenging Allah's promise. They should have asked God to hasten the good, not the evil. But they were unhappy ones, they were unsuccessful ones, because they met the best of prophets and messengers, yet they did not benefit from him and did not believe in him. That was their thinking. Yet the Prophet strove to be perseverant and bore them and struggled a lot. And Almighty Allah revealed to him that whether you ask forgiveness or ask not forgiveness for them, it is equal to them. So yet the Prophet said, I will ask forgiveness for them more than 70 times if this will benefit them. So how merciful that Prophet was. May Allah raise your position, O Master, O Prophet of Allah. How merciful and kind you were towards your community. How forbearing and how patient you were. This is how true scholars must be. This is how true callers to Allah should be. So they ask you to hasten on the punishment for them. But had it not been for a term appointed, the torment would certainly have come to them. So if they want to persist on their stubbornness, the punishment will come to them of a sudden, all of a sudden, why they perceive not. So they will have their recompense in the suitable time, because Almighty Allah says every community has its appointed term, it has a predetermined lifespan, but everything has its time. And apricot, for example, has its time to become ripe. Almighty Allah gives respite or a chance to the oppressors to repent and stop their oppression, but when he takes them over, he never releases them. So you should not be deceived or deluded by the devil if Allah is being patient with you and if he postpone or delay his punishment. So despite the fact that there were many peoples before them who were punished because of rejecting their prophet's messages, they did not take the lesson. They did not understand. Almighty Allah continues saying, verily your Lord is full of forgiveness for humankind in spite of their wrongdoing. Forgiveness here means not exposing them. It means covering them up. And it means being for parents with them. Yet, despite their many sins and despite their disobedience to Allah, and despite their persistence on sinning, if they turn to Allah in repentance from the bottom of their hearts and if they do good deeds, then Almighty Allah will forgive them. But this forgiveness needs many conditions, as Almighty Allah says in another verse, saying, verily I am indeed forgiving to those who repent, believe, and do righteous and good deeds, and then remain constant in doing them, then sticks to guidance or stick to guidance. So true repentance means to leave and to change your old behavior and old way into a good one, to leave accompanying and befriending the evil ones. And also repentance requires faith, to be with those who are faithful, to sit with them and to accompany them in order to get faith from them and to understand faith from them. So Almighty Allah forgives those who truly repent to Him and who do good deeds and then stick to guidance. So you should do good deeds instead of the evil deeds that you did before in order to be forgiven. Also, you should ask Allah for guidance and you should stick to guidance and attend the classes or the lectures of guidance. Almighty Allah continues also saying, verily your Lord is severe in punishment and strict in punishment. So do not think that if he delays his punishment, do not think that he has forgotten you or he has left you or he will not bring you to account. No, he says, we will set up the scales of justice for the day of judgment, so that not a soul will be dealt with unjustly in the least. And if there be no more than the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it to account. And enough we are, or enough are we to take account. And sufficient are we as reckoners. So Allah gave them a taste of humiliation in the present life, but greater is the punishment of the hereafter. So in the hereafter they might receive more humiliating punishment and more or severer torment. You should know whom you're dealing with. You're dealing with the one who is most powerful, the one who knows everything. He is the one who showered you with countless favors and bounties. He sent you the best law and sent you the best prophet and addressed you. Then, after all this, you think that you will live this life without any account or without any reckoning? Not at all. When the early Arabs understood the Quran truly and practiced it perfectly, what was the result? The result was that Almighty Allah changed their poverty into richness and their humiliation into glory and honor. Islam united not only the Arabs but all other ones. He united the Arabs with non-Arabs, with Persians, with the Romans, with Chinese, with Sinhalese, and all other people. They all turned to be one community and turned to be, as the Prophet described them, believers are similar to one body in their love, sympathy, and feeling for one another. If one part of it feels pain, the whole body suffers from fever and lack of sleep. So this was the case of believers when they were united under Islam. So your Lord is forgiving to people despite their wrongdoing, but at the same time he is severe in punishment. So even if you do sins, even if your sins reach heavens, you should not lose hope in Allah's mercy and forgiveness. If you turn to Allah truly and wholeheartedly, Allah will forgive you. So he's telling you that he is most forgiving. And he says in the tradition narrated by Prophet Muhammad, saying, O child of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you. I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O child of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you, and I shall not mind. So your Lord is so forgiving to people despite their wrongdoing. He continues saying, O child of Adam, were you to come to me with sins as great as the earth, and were you then to face me ascribing no partners to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it could be. So just you need to repent to Allah and to go back to him with forgiveness truly, and from all your heart. Because Almighty Allah has no partner to ask advice or to consult, and He has no commander over him. He is the master of this universe, and you just need to be truthful with Him and to repent to Him truly. At the same time, your Lord is so forgiving, or He is so severe in punishment for those who are stubborn, who never have any awesomeness of Allah, and who never mind doing any sins or any wrong actions. They never care about the one who knows the secret, and who even knows that which is beyond the secrets. So you as a Muslim, if you are alone somewhere, and when you draw the curtains or close the curtains, do you believe and do you feel that Almighty Allah is watching you? Have you understand or have you understood these facts? Do you really feel that Almighty Allah is with you and watching you wherever you are? If you do that, if you do sins despite knowing this, this means you have not benefited from this knowledge. I really feel pity for people because they've lost true teachers, because they've lost scholars who sow the seeds of the Quran in their hearts. After that, Almighty Allah says, the disbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? So this is another challenge by them. Despite all the signs of prophethood, despite the fact that the miracles that the Prophet showed were so bright and so clear as the sun which is risen to the middle of the sky, they showed stubbornness and arrogance. They were pretending not to see these facts, as if they were blind people. So if the sun is so clear and is risen in the middle of the sky, what will stubbornness and rejection benefit people? If they tell you that no, the sun is not there, what proof could benefit them? Nothing could benefit them, because they are arrogant ones, they are stubborn ones, and they should not be spoken to. If you are giving someone some honey and they are tasting it, yet they are rejecting or they are denying its sweetness, what proof could you bring to this person? This person doesn't want to know the truth and doesn't want to acknowledge the truth. Such people will not be benefited or will not benefit from all proofs. May Allah guide such people, and all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation.